みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome to the new JLPT N4 Prep Course Lesson 6. Jessie here.
こんにちは、ナオミです。Naomi here. このレッスンでは文法と読解の問題3を紹介します。
In this lesson, we'll cover 問題3 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
問題3は短い文章を読んで穴埋めをします。穴埋めは filling in the blanks.
So in 問題3, you're supposed to select the grammar that best fits into the reading passage.
このような問題は5個。
There will be 5 of this type of question on the test. In this section, you're tested not only on grammar structures, but also conjunctions and particles. To prepare for this section, we recommend that you thoroughly review the particles and conjunctions you've learned up until now.
そうですね。助詞 particles を復習してくださいね。
And speaking of particles, there is a new particle series out that is hosted by Naomi and me. So please give that a listen. I think it will really help.
はい、そう思います。Here, we'd like to introduce the top 3 particles that appeared on the JLPT in the last 5 years.
Oh, sounds great. What are they?
3位はお。
So the third most common particle is お。お will be covered in particle series lessons 2, 7, and 17.
2位はが。
The second most common particle is が。が is covered a lot in the particle series. You'll find it in lessons 2, 4, 9, 10, 19, and 20. And now, what's the most common particle in this level of the JLPT?
に. Amazingly, it's not wa, but に.
に is covered in particle lessons 5, 6, 7, 17, and 22.
So make sure to review how particles are used, especially お, が, and に before taking the JLPT.
Also, in this lesson's PDF, we gave 3 particles that translate to only in English, but have slightly different usage and nuances.
Right. The particles だけ、ばかり、and しか.
Here, let's briefly explain the difference. だけ means only or just in general. ばかり also means only or just, but it implies that something is more than one expected. And しか only appears in a negative sentence.
Right. ジェシーは肉を食べる means Jesse eats meat. If you say, Jesse は肉だけ食べる.
This would mean Jesse only eats meat, which is not true, by the way. But, and this is a straightforward, neutral statement.
You can also say, Jesse は肉ばかり食べる.
This also means Jesse only eats meat, but it implies that she eats more of it than the speaker expected. It emphasizes the amount.
Right. And Jesse は肉しか食べない。
Jesse eats nothing but meat. The しか in this sentence is used with a negative verb to emphasize the idea of nothing but meat. For a more detailed explanation, please check out the lesson notes. So Naomi-sensei,
はい。
Other than particles, what should we review for JLPT N4?
You should definitely review how to form the passive and causative.
Okay then, so let's review the passive tense first. Passive sentences are sentences where the subject is affected by the action of the sentence.
Sounds complicated.
I know. It's hard to put it into words, but let us give you an example. So take a sentence like, the boy kicked the ball. This is known as an active sentence. The same sentence in the passive tense would be, the ball was kicked by the boy. So the subject, the ball, is affected by the action, to kick.
Okay, that makes sense.
And some other examples of passive sentences would be, I was hit by a car, or my wallet was stolen.
Oh, it's not a very happy sentence.
I know, not happy situation.
Anyway, to make a passive sentence, you need to know how to create the passive form of a verb. 食べる
to eat
becomes 食べられる
to be eaten.
盗む
to steal
becomes 盗まれる
to be stolen. The conjugation rules for this are explained in detail in the lesson notes, so be sure to check them out if you're not sure how to make the passive tense. Now let's move on to the sentence structure of the passive. First, let's start with a regular or active sentence. So Naomi-sensei, how do you say birds eat bugs?
Bird is 鳥 and bug is 虫. So 鳥は虫を食べる.
And now, how would you say bugs are eaten by birds?
虫は鳥に食べられる.
So there, we just change it into the passive. So notice that the one that does the action, in this case, 鳥, birds, is marked by the particle に. This is really important.
鳥に
by birds
食べられる
to be eaten. So for example, if you wanted to say eaten by animals, that would be
動物 is animal. So 動物に食べられる
eaten by animals. Okay, now how would you say my wallet was stolen by a thief?
My wallet is 私の財布 To be stolen is 盗まれる A thief is 泥棒
So that would be 私の財布は泥棒に盗まれた
Perfect! 私の財布は泥棒に盗まれたじゃあ次は causative を復習しましょう Let's review the causative next
The causative in Japanese can be translated in two ways One is to make someone do something, and the other is to let someone do something. You need to choose the translation that best suits the context. Both versions show up on the JLPT. Naomi-sensei, can we hear a sample sentence?
私は子供に宿題をさせました。
I made my child do homework. And there are two things you need to remember for making a causative sentence. One, the person who makes or lets someone do something is marked by wa or ga.
So if you want to say, I made my child do homework, the beginning of the sentence should be 私は or 私が。
And the second thing, the person who actually performs the action is marked by に.
That's why 子供 was marked by に.
Right, because the one who actually did the homework was the child. Mm. Can we hear the full sentence again?
Sure. 私は子供に宿題をさせました。 Or 私が子供に宿題をさせました。
I made my child do homework.
So if you say, 先生は学生に勉強させました。That would be?
The teacher made the student study.
そうです。But this rule cannot apply to sentences talking about emotion, such as, you make me smile, you make me laugh, can it?
Good point. With certain actions related to emotion, such as, 泣く, to cry, 怒る, to get angry, 笑う, to laugh, 喜ぶ, to be pleased, and so on, the person who is made to do the action is always marked by お. For example,
Tom はいつも先生を怒らせる.
Tom always makes the teacher angry. So the person who gets angry is not Tom, but the teacher, 先生.
So 先生を怒らせる is?
To make the teacher angry. Okay, so now we're ready to review this lesson with a quiz.Naomi-sensei is going to read a Japanese sentence. Your job is to choose the best English translation. Are you ready? Here's the sentence.
私は母に笑われた。
Is it 1. I was laughed at by my mother, or my mother laughed at me. Or 2. I made my mother laugh. Can we hear the sentence again?
私は母に笑われた。The answer is
1.I was laughed at by my mother, or my mother laughed at me. 笑われる is the passive form of 笑う, to laugh. Okay, and how would you say choice 2, by the way? I made my mother laugh.
私は母を笑わせた。
笑わせる is the causative form of 笑う. All right, so how did that go? Make sure to review the lesson notes and brush up on the passive and causative forms. And that's all the time we have for this lesson. See you next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.